Today is Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. For the next 40 weekdays, the church invites us to contemplate our mortality, our sin, our need for a Savior, and the great and vast mercy of God that, in fact, did come to us in the manger, on the cross, and in the empty grave. We sing now the first two stanzas of the hymn. You may remain seated. In that stanza, we were invited to visit the Trinity and hear them converse with one another about the salvation of the world. It's quite a stunning poetic image that we have there in front of us. In the next two stanzas, we're invited to contemplate the great humility of Christ, the one who called all creation into being, is now willing to die. Stanzas 3 and 4.
Thank you.
What can we possibly render to give thanks to God for the gifts that he has given us? The thing we can do is cling to his cross and to his word. And in that activity, we will indeed show forth true repentance. And by the gift of faith, which again comes to us, it's not something that we have inside, we can indeed live every day in thanksgiving and worship of our crucified and risen Redeemer. Stanzas 5 and 6. Another one of our great hymns is called Jesus, Priceless Treasure. In the next stanzas, we have unfolded for us the great value that we have in Christ that is greater and more precious than anything that the world can offer to us. And for that, we, of course, are thankful. And the cross will give us shade in the heat. The cross will give us new life. It's a tree of unending life. And that is the theme of the final stanzas of this hymn. We will now sing stanzas 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may stand when we get to stanza 9.
Thank you.
Let us all pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, we humbly beseech you to set your passion, cross, and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of death. Give us mercy and grace, and grant your church concord and peace, that at length we shall enjoy everlasting life and glory. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit you reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Depart in that peace. Amen. Thank you.